This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.
Are you okay?
Every time I burp, it smells like hot dogs.
Yeah, and you're facing in my direction.
Oh, dude. Listen, you guys, you're going to smell Costco hot dogs all night.
Why?
It's so bad. And I blame Lee Montoya.
You're the one that put extra ketchup on the hot dog. On the Polish dog, $1.50 with the drink.
Okay, we need to get into this. Hey, everybody. Hey, what's up? This is the Radio Rona Show. Welcome to it. Thank you so much for joining us here at podbash.com. We've got so much to talk about tonight. Tons. I'm Chunga. Sup? We have the lovely, the talented Mr. Kenny D right over here.
So hungry.
That's the first thing we're going to talk about. Yeah. The smartest man in the room right over there, Mr. DJ Spinari.
Chicken bake.
So inside.
We'll talk about it later.
So the off-topic quota is going to be made by Spinari tonight, apparently.
Oh, yeah. So, well, first, before we get into that meat, for yes. lack of a better term,
yeah, right.
we have some thank yous to go through.
First of all, Mary Cox.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much, Mary Cox, for being on the show last week. People really liked her.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like four. Four people liked her.
I got tons of people.
No, it was actually a ton.
I was. I thought, well, we'll have Mary on, or we'll offer it to her because she was like, well, you guys need a chick presence on the show. We're like, okay. Mm-hmm.
You think you're
don't
cool?
Don't be a chicken. Come be on it. The show. Let's yeah, see how you do. Right? And she was like, yeah, I'm down. And I was like, well, I'll be damned. She actually could hang.
But remember that time when you guys interlocked fingers and her hands were all sweaty?
So gross.
She'll love to hear that.
No, it wasn't gross at all. It was, but not really, because it's Mary. And she was actually a lot of fun, and people really, really liked her. So I think we'll probably have her back soon.
Yeah, and she brought us Pringles.
Lots. Pringles. Yeah. Great banana bread.
Banana bread with Shannon.
Oh my gosh, all this
loved.
Sounds so good. Yeah. Cadbury Mini.
By the way, Mary, oh no. Mary Shannon loved your banana bread.
Oh like, yeah, she
loved it.
And yeah, I loved it too. I ate my whole half.
Holy
all last
cow.
Weekend.
Yeah, man, that food sounds so good.
It sounds so good right now.
All right, so we need to explain. Well, actually, we can't because yeah, we saw have, more people to
we
thank.
We do. Yes. We need to give a huge shout out to Colton from Stealth Gear.
Yeah,
as
Colton
well.
Cook, Stealth Gear, a proud sponsor of Podbash.
Yeah, for this week. He hit us up on our Facebook page because I talked about getting a gun last week on the last episode, and he was like, hey, if you need a holster, let me know. So we got talking, and he sent me out probably the coolest holster I've ever seen in my life. It's all carbon fiber and everything for my new gun.
So what makes for a cool holster?
Being comfortable, I'd say, would be one of them. It's carbon fiber, which is another one.
Well, you know, I don't want to get all Ted Nugent on everybody, but when you think of Chunga, you think of a gun.
Yeah,
I mean, you really do. Yeah, I am a lifelong gun user, carrier, owner. Mm-hmm. I love guns.
The thing is, you don't even need a gun because when someone's trying to break into your house,
I just kicked
out
his
come
ass.
The fist.
I got the gun show right here.
Oh yeah.
So, but believe me, had that guy. I call that guy the luckiest man in West Jordan
because you didn't have your gun.
Because that was the one time where I didn't have my gun. Because I swear to you, because he was trying to break into a window that signs a forced entry. That guy would be. I would have smoked him.
Yeah.
I mean, right then and there.
Oh yeah.
Right in the kneecap or...
oh, no. No.
In the kneecap.
You know, it's like, cause a lot of pain. He'll probably never walk again.
I don't think I would have been that courteous, to be honest with you. He was a very lucky man. But I am a conceal and carry permit holder, and that just happened to be the one time that I didn't have my gun on me as he was trying to break into the house.
Yeah.
Which,
anyway. Same with Castle as well.
Yeah, Castle, who was a cop who was
didn't
in the house, didn't have his on him either. So it just would have been like, it would have been bad, like really bad. But that's not really what we're talking about.
No,
I have been using Stealth Gear holsters forever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all I use.
Do you wear them anywhere? I mean, do they make them for like a leg, like your thigh holster, ankle?
Yeah. They have a variety of different types of holsters, and I have a variety of different guns. Like I said, you know, I'm one of those guys where it's like, okay, take all the guns off, and there would be one here, and one here, and one here.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they make it. There's in the waistband holsters, which is the one that he gave me, where it goes inside your pants, and then your shirt goes over the top, which is really, really cool. They have
and
ones
you can't
that
even
outside.
Tell, or can you tell?
No, it's concealed. You can't tell.
Yeah, I was wearing just a normal t-shirt with mine, and you would have no idea I'm carrying a 45.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, so. Kenny, the times I've been carrying it, you've had no clue. Absolutely no idea that I've been armed to the teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never known you to carry a gun just because I didn't know.
You didn't know. Yeah, and that's because stealth gear is just that good. I'm one of those guys that drove my radio people crazy. Mm-hmm. The account executives at the radio station drove them crazy because I refuse to endorse anything that I don't actually use. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm not Bill Gephardt. Okay, I'm not going to look at something and go, "Hey, this is really nice. I approve."
Chunga approved.
Yeah. No, you don't get Chunga approved unless I actually use your stuff like every day. And mm-hmm. So, and Stealth Gear is Chunga approved. Oh, yeah. I use their stuff all the time. Go check them out, Stealth Gear. Stealthgear.com.
Stealthgearusa.com.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because everything's made in the USA, yeah. Which is awesome.
Stealthgearusa.com. Yeah, yeah. These guys are
so cool.
Utah owned and operated.
Out of American Fork.
They ship everything all over the world. These guys are fantastic.
Can they make me holsters for my Chinese stars?
Yes. Really? Actually, they could totally
can
do
they make
you.
Me Batman gloves to hold my Chinese stars?
Yes.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah. I've been to the plant. Yeah. I've been to the factory where they make this
that
stuff.
Is so cool.
These guys are awesome.
If I'm ever out fighting crime as the Dark Knight, these guys are making my suit. Anyway, I want to put in another plug for PrepperCon, April 21st and 22nd.
Are you going to that?
Well, you know, there's not an outdoor retailers expo here anymore.
Right.
So that's about true. As close as you get to the outdoor retailers expo, because that one was run by a bunch of weirdos. And oddly enough, PrepperCon is too.
sure.
So, you know, come see our brand of weirdness. April, I keep screwing it up. 21st, 22nd at the mm-hmm. Southtown Expo Center.
Wait, so are you guys going? I mean, are we going?
Oh, yeah. We are going.
Of course.
Because I know
absolutely
you're going to San Francisco like that week.
The next day. It's the 23rd. Day.
Yeah.
I go to San Francisco.
Holy cow.
It's going to be a busy couple of days.
Are you going to sign me up to do the food competition again?
Absolutely.
You know, they do have like a Chinese throwing star competition thing, right?
Oh, they should. I'll bring my Chinese stars.
You just don't know, man.
Oh, yeah, right?
When you're going to need one of those. They should do a competition like that.
Do we have to do the hurricane room again?
Yes. Yes, we do.
My butt.
It's
last
new
year.
And improved, by the way.
Yeah.
How? I mean, like, it's
more,
a wind tunnel.
It's even more wind.
Yeah.
It's even new more terrifying.
That sounds worse.
The hurricane simulator was crazy. Can I just tell you?
Did we go to the highest on that? Do we know?
You guys briefly set the record.
We broke the record, yeah.
Spinari and Kenny and Jess at the time mm-hmm. Actually broke the hurricane simulator record. You guys survived a Cat 5 hurricane.
And by survived... Which is crazy. My goggles were on the other side of my head. Uh-huh. I was crying.
And Jess landed in Sandy somewhere.
Yeah. And by the time the video ended, you were in the fetal position crying.
Yeah.
It was awesome, though. So much fun.
That was awesome.
I loved it.
New and improved. Let's do it.
So, so much stupid. Fun. Yeah. So that's April 21st and 22nd, PrepperCon. Go check it out. And since we're just throwing stuff out there, if you're looking to waste some time, I came across, you and I, actually, Kenny, you and I came across this really cool thing. A couple of days ago. Hmm. And it's if you're a fan of the music industry, and everybody talking about 90s March Music Madness, mm-hmm. and all the hate mail I'm getting because of you.
We're sorry.
Oh,
we're so sorry.
We'll talk more about this later. But we came across a really cool site that I think everybody's going to want to check out. This is, you know, anytime anybody makes a record, anytime anybody writes anything, you know, I'm a writer, I've mm-hmm. written movie scripts and things like that. Or if they're in a film, they get royalties. Well, now there's this new, I guess this new industry. I don't even know if it's new, but we just came across it, so I'm calling it new, called a royalty exchange.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard about this?
Not until two weeks ago.
No, and I haven't heard about this, not even right now.
Okay, well, when you think about it, say Taylor Swift is recording a new song.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Every single person that works on that, the producer, the engineer, the backup singers, Taylor Swift, the band, they all get royalties on that song. They all get paid. Taylor Swift, the producer, the mm-hmm. songwriter, mm-hmm. Yep. Everybody gets paid. In fact, the songwriter typically makes more than Taylor Swift makes.
I imagine.
Yeah. The songwriter gets half of the royalties for that single or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So there's this site that basically what people do if they earn royalties, because once you start getting royalties for something, you earn them for the rest of your life.
Yes.
And I am one of those people. I earn royalties on scripts I've written. I earn royalties on voiceover jobs. I earn royalties on...
Oh, I've seen some of the checks come in.
Movies, 27 cents
They're
here.
Huge.
$8 here.
Yeah.
I got one for a penny once. It's so funny. It's like go to acting school, work your entire life, work your ass off so that you can get to the place where you're booking jobs.
Yeah.
And then you start getting checks from SAG. And you open up your mailbox and you see a check from the Screen Actors Guild.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, SAG, I have arrived. And you open it up and it's 13 cents.
You proudly walked to the bank with that one.
I put those on Facebook. I show everybody.
You did, yeah.
Yeah, I actually put those royalty checks. But I will be earning income for the rest of my life.
So what I got from it was, and tell me if I'm wrong, but mm-hmm. like, let's say Taylor Swift or the songwriter fell on hard times.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not saying this is the case for every song available.
Yeah.
But they wanted to sell the rights.
Right.
Like, you know what, really? That was just some random cult song. We didn't really care about it.
Yep.
We're going to sell the rights to you. And I don't know if they do an auction or what for general consumers. But you can then, is it an auction?
Yeah, like I could go, say I wanted to auction off my royalties for Forever Strong.
Yeah.
I'm in, or maybe a movie that I was in called Taking Five.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to auction off my royalties. And what I would do is I would go on this site that you and I found called royaltyexchange.com.
By the way, we do not have any ownership in this site. We just
We're not being paid for this. We just thought it was cool. Okay. Royaltyexchange.com. And then I just put it up for auction. Who wants my royalty checks for Taking Five? Who wants my royalty checks for a voiceover job I did for Disney? Who wants, and then they pay money to get that. I take that money and then you get the royalty checks for the rest of your life. Those royalties are now in your name.
Yeah, I'm going after Milli Vanilli or whoever's left.
Yeah, and it's really cool because, and the reason I'm telling everybody this is because if you've ever wanted to get a royalty check,
mm-hmm.
you can just go bid. You can just go, oh, I want Chunga's royalties for Singles Ward. I'm just going to go and bid on those right now. And it's like, hey, Chunga, I'll pay you $2.50 for your royalties for the rest of my life. I now get the royalties for Singles Ward.
Yeah.
And you get them for the rest of your life. And it's really fun when you go on there. And this is why I'm telling everybody, because you can go on to royaltyexchange.com. And if you have questions, you can go to like auctions@royaltyexchange.com to email them. And you can see all of these people who were either production engineers or backup singers or like the sax player in, you know, Parliament Funkadelic or whatever. And they're just getting rid of their royalties for certain songs. And then you are now.
You have ownership in that song.
You have ownership in that song.
That's pretty cool.
That is cool.
Wow.
You are the licensee for that song. So it's like Snoop Dogg records
Hot Pocket commercial.
I would say like Nothing But a G Thing.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, for Shizzle, I don't want the royalties no more. Here you go, I'm going to put them on a royalty exchange.
He sounds a little bit like an Italian mobster.
A little bit, I know. Like a little, there's a little Joe Pesci going on there. but then he puts it up, and then you can go, and then like, you know, I don't know, Mary Cox out in West Jordan somewhere can go, oh, I now want the royalties for Nothing But a G Thing. And then she gets them for the rest of her life. It's cool. Imagine giving that to somebody as a gift if they're a music fan. It's like, I just bought you some royalties for a Pink Floyd song.
I own all the royalties to Len Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah.
I want that.
Wouldn't
like,
that
that's
be cool?
A bucket list thing.
And they have so much stuff on there. Like, you just roll through it, man. I was on there the other day. I saw Barry White.
What?
I saw George Clinton. I saw all kinds of really cool royalty stuff. And it's mainly music industry stuff, but they also have, like, movie scripts and all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking to waste some time, that's actually really fun.
All right.
It's
that's what I'm doing.
It's kind of interesting. You might want to check it out. And apparently, it's a really big business.
Okay.
That's not so cool.
Yeah. So anyway, you might want to check it out.
I'm going to.
Yeah. You're looking tired, dude.
What? I don't know.
So tired.
No. I'm good. I'm totally fine.
Why are you looking so tired?
Oh, I think we're all a little bit tired.
You look like death.
That's the meanest thing I've ever heard.
Actually, I'm kind of pissed at you right now. Can I just tell you?
Why?
Well,
you're pissed at me. You look like death.
There's a myriad of reasons. Number one, that heresy, that travesty, that insult that was the 90s March Music Madness.
You can't call the whole thing an insult. There were a few.
You three knuckleheads did on bacon sale.
There were a few upsets, not insults, okay?
And then.
Tell me how you feel about this.
When the blowback happens, Joel. Joel says, this is Chunga's fault.
He's clearly joking.
What was that?
He's joking.
Don't blame us. Chunga did this. So then I start getting all the mail.
Right. No, everyone.
If you don't know what we're talking about, just go listen to the Bacon Sale 90s everyone March said, Music Madness.
You know, have the Godfather revoke your music cards.
Oh, they're revoked.
I've gotten so many messages about that.
The Godfather, yeah. Which who started calling me the Godfather? That sounds so old. I kind of like it, yeah. But I'm kind of scared of it at the same time. you're out. You're revoked.
No.
You Joel, and the other guy, you're all revoked.
How? I fought for Foo Fighters like the whole time. They're awesome.
Number one, Nirvana should have won, hands down.
Spoilers, actually, you know, if you haven't listened yet, go listen.
Yeah, I mean, just go listen.
No, I feel bad. I made a few decisions based on impulse and pissing people off because that's what I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then after recording, I go, I've made a terrible mistake.
Yes, you did.
Like, I was even putting the image together. I was putting the end song there, and I'm all, oh, Nirvana. Oh, Nirvana, that makes sense. Oh, Nirvana. Why did I kick them out?
I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
No, I have absolutely no idea.
There are reasons, and we state them in the show, and it's basically they don't actually have a complete great album. They have decade-changing albums.
Yeah.
Two, but they don't have a complete album that I could listen to without skipping a song, and that one that defined me, and that's kind of where we went.
I think I said this when I was seeding these bands, and if I didn't, forgive me, because I should have.
You did.
Nirvana,
remember, we spent like two shows.
We did,
two
yeah, hours.
Yeah. Had one good album. And
I disagree, but I hear what you're saying.
Well, one really innovative.
You didn't like In Utero at all?
No, I didn't like any of them. I liked Nevermind. Some of the songs on Nevermind, but I got into radio to play like Yaz and the Pet Shop Boys, mm-hmm. and the B-52s, and my very first day at X96, that came in the mail.
Smells Like Teen Spirit?
Yeah, came in the mail.
No.
And we put it in the CD player, and we just went, we were all there. We were all like, Mike Summers and everybody else, we were all like, oh no.
It's changed. Like
everything
music,
changes. Right here, thing. Everything changes.
If we were going completely objectively, the reason they created the 90s.
They did. And that's why they should have won.
You said it was about impact.
No, it became subjective. We said that in our second show, this is going to be completely subjective with a little bit of facts.
And I think it's kind of cool that Nirvana was not an alt-rock band.
Sure.
Alt-rock didn't exist when Nirvana created Nevermind.
Mm-hmm.
They were just a rock band. They were just a standard, like...
Yeah, go listen to Bleach and you'll be like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, that's they were mm-hmm. just... They were a straight-up rock band, like, I don't know, AC/DC or something.
Yeah.
But they were just doing their own brand of stuff, and they created their own genre. And I dare say that the music switched from new wave to alternative because of Nirvana.
But even you have stated...
Yet they didn't win.
No, but even in those shows, you stated that for 5 years after Nirvana, everyone went through this gloomy funk where everyone's wearing corduroys and flannel, which, by the way, I would like to wear corduroys with my flannel now.
Yeah. I would say it was about 3 years. But
everyone was
years.
So dark that it took a band like Smash Mouth or Sugar mm-hmm. Ray yeah. to liven things up again, and you were thankful.
Oh, no,
so you
I
can't
was,
say
I,
Nirvana's number one when you're like, good riddance grunge.
I was not a fan of Nirvana. You know who else wasn't? A friend of mine, and forgive me for the name drop, but... Dave Grohl, also
sure.
also yeah. not a fan of Nirvana, was all too happy to be done with Nirvana, to be perfectly honest
yeah.
with you. But
clearly, so, his potential was just beyond that of a drummer.
Brian May from Queen told me that Dave Grohl was the best guitar player in Nirvana.
Yeah,
that Kurt Cobain had to basically learn everything after Dave Grohl put it all together.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so,
I mean, think
and,
about
and
it.
Like, I mean, why would Brian May lie?
The three of us could... pick up a guitar right now and play a Nirvana song without even practicing because it's three chords at best.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to Green
yep.
Day. Mm-hmm. Whereas Foo Fighters, the technique.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
So, anyway.
So yes, no, Nirvana, I should have had them go further, but they, spoiler alert, they still would have lost to Foo Fighters because Foo Fighters is the better band.
Yeah.
They're just not maybe the more 90s
band. Not the more culturally impactive,
yes.
But
yes.
I can agree to that.
So the hate mail continues to come in.
I'm sorry.
I had nothing to do with it. I seeded the bands, and if you take a look at where I seeded everybody, I think that was very accurate.
Yeah.
In fact,
I think I did a great job.
Someone said that, who was it? I think it was one of the Spencer. Said that we found another because Ursula won our Disney villain bracket,
right?
And so people are really disappointed, but she won the fight. and Ursula won again in the 90s alternative bracket.
It is so true.
You guys, I don't want to say the winner, but it is another Ursula.
Like, M. Night and what is it, Weezer with your brackets from 90s, and then the Disney villains?
Now there's a Disney villain emphasis.
All right.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. I would like to apologize for dragging your names through the mud, because I did have you help me. And then all of a sudden you get blamed for...
Oh, full on.
Yeah.
To where I'm like, I'm still getting email. And it was really funny because it was in the middle of the night and all of a sudden my phone just lit up.
Yeah, because we put the show live Sunday night at midnight.
Yeah, woke me up and I look at it and I was just like, what in the hell? He's like, oh, I'm going to kill him. Slam my phone down. That's it. No more.
And,
no more.
No, and you these have an guys, Apple Watch, and so it's like...
These guys don't have... Oh, constantly. All day at work. This is like, you guys are done with this. I'm revoking your card.
Well, we're done with the show, but I will say, for our next music show...
No, oh my gosh, no, there will be no more.
No. Way. Listen, 80s, we're going to need a lot of help if we ever go there, but our next one, and it will probably be in about 4 or 5 months, will be one-hit wonders from the 90s. And think about how much fun that will be. That will be a blast.
Yeah.
And so, yes, I would like your help if you're willing to give it.
Well, if you guys have got to promise me something.
Maybe.
No, you have to promise me something.
I'm one of three. What can I do for you?
Well, listen, I am less annoyed with you than I am the other two.
You should be pissed at me because I made some bad decisions.
Yes, you did.
Okay, but let's
hear
it.
Yes, you did. You guys have got to stick to some criteria. Somewhere, there has to be some rules somewhere.
Yeah.
Because right now, your guy, I know what's going to happen. Joel's going to put They Might Be Giants in as a one-hit wonder. That's what's going to happen.
No, it's...
You're going to put They Might Be Giants up against Britney Spears. What? And They Might Be Giants is going to win, just so you guys can piss people off.
No, it will be like Informer. I mean, it will be definite one-hit wonders.
Right.
Chumbawamba, Lou Bega.
Oh, yeah.
Scatman
Mama
John.
Number Five.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Blue.
Oh, Blue.
Yeah.
What do they say in that
song?
It
might be kind of fun. Nothing. It's gibberish.
Is it gibberish?
Yeah. It's not like Barbie Girl. That thing is a masterpiece.
Are you standing by that? What's going on there?
No, man. Come on. So anyway, well, I'll be completely lying to you when I say I'm looking forward to it.
That's why I'll wait a few months, Big. You probably don't remember last time we talked about music.
Yeah, Chunk is still getting the hate mail for it.
Yeah.
5 months down the road.
Yeah. And then again, maybe it's just because I'm edgy because I haven't eaten, thanks to you.
You kind of ate today, all right?
Okay. Well, we went to Costco.
Okay.
Thank you, Lee Montoya.
Can I back up a little bit?
What?
So last week on the show, we talked about how I have goals.
Yep.
And
you're going to the singles, the Huntington Beach singles dance.
Yeah, and I mean, it goes
the beach blanket bingo for Mormons.
Essentially. Not sponsored by the church, because people get a little crazy. Like, they have, like, Coke and stuff.
It's Cougar Town.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Yeah. Let's specify. Coca-Cola. I'll be wearing my sweats. Anyways. For, like, honestly.
Get pants on the beach?
No. Hey, look. What happens at LDS Singles Weekend? Huh?
See, you know I'm LDS. You just pants me. What do you see?
G's.
You look at my G's.
So. Knowing I was getting divorced for a long time, I was separated for over a year.
Yeah.
I was like, you know what? It would be really cool to get fit. Because I've stayed my current weight for the past 7 years, let's
say. Yeah, you're a tall guy and you're pretty svelte.
Mm-hmm.
You're pretty thin.
It's thin-ish, you know, but I'm like, I would like to be thinner. I would like to be more in shape.
We all would like to be thinner.
Yeah, right? That's kind of the thing, right?
Sure.
And so I'm like, when I'm single, oh man, I'm going to be ripped. And I'm like, I kind of realize that's just not me. I'm not willing to make a drastic change. I think I've talked in the past year alone, I've talked about quitting actual Mountain Dew 7 times.
Yeah, you actually tried once and Shannon made you stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I struggle with this a lot, but then something happened last week and there is emphasis toward this trip in 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
And there's me just wanting to be in shape and I'm like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. I want to go on this diet.
Mm-hmm.
Our family, our Pod Goblin family is fantastic.
Yeah.
Steve Christiansen, he sent me over like the very next day. He said,
thank you, Steve.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have said his name because I'd be pissed. He sent me over. He said,
look, who's going to get some hate mail?
He said, hey, listen to the show. I was pretty much in your same shoes and I did this diet. I lost 20 plus pounds.
Yeah.
And it changed my life. And I was like,
Okay.
Okay. He sent me over a file with, it's called the Restart Diet, and it looks terrible. It was absolutely terrible. And I'm like, oh, man. He's like, just know it will be hell for 6 weeks, and you'll be fine.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Okay.
I'm listening.
You give me all the money you were going to spend on that fruit. Okay. I'll take a wiffle bat. I'll hit you in the nuts for 2 weeks.
What? What? Huh?
Then I'll give you a candy bar, and you'll be in the exact same position that you would be if you followed this thing to the letter.
Wait, but why would you be in the junk like that?
Well, because you're going to have pain. You're going to feel pain.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Getting hit in the nuts with a wiffle bat is frankly going to feel better than this diet is going to feel.
But it may take away any chance to reproduce later.
Let's be honest.
Oh, wow. You are pissed at me. You are so mad at me.
Between the March Music Madness and this mother diet, it's just, you know.
It's so. Oh. So Steve gave this to me, and so yeah. I'm walking around at work, and I'm like, hey.
Well, at first you tried to get me to go on Nutrisystem or something like that, and I was like, no, because everything's covered in peas and tomato sauce.
Yeah, yeah. You hate tomato sauce.
I was like, no, I'm not doing
it. I'm like, who wants to talk about a diet? Because for me, I need someone like that's going towards the same
goal. You gotta have a wingman. You gotta have a wingman with you. Sure, yeah. I get
it. So I talked to Lieb, and I'm like, dude, you're getting married in 2 months.
Yeah,
and,
Lieb's engaged.
I'm like, I'm not saying you're like flabby or anything, but look, everyone wants to.
No, Lieb is a gorgeous specimen of a dude.
He plays soccer like every week, right?
Oh, yeah. So he's like a nice piece of Latin chocolate, that guy is.
I hope he's listening.
He's just a nice, glowy.
Oh, take it easy. Take it easy.
Yeah.
So I talked to him, and I'm like, hey, everyone wants the look good naked diet. Right. And I know that in 2 months, someone's finally going to see you naked.
Yeah, finally.
31-year-old.
Yeah, come on, dude. It's about time, brother.
And so I was like, hey, do you want to do this with me? And he started getting pretty excited. And then all of a sudden, it spread around the office.
Yeah, because you know what he did? Lieb came right to me and Spinari and said, hey, we are doing this. I said, who's we? I'm not doing this.
And he
said,
no.
And then Kenny came over and said, no, you have to do this with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he did the same thing to me.
So it's then Lieb Morgan was already behind us. He's like, hey, weight loss.
And Morgan's like, I won three of these things.
And so he's in. And so all of a sudden, we had like 8 people in.
Yeah.
$20 each for a Biggest Loser competition.
Yeah.
And you know who the last person to commit was? This guy.
Yes.
Because I used to have to cut weight for movies all the time. And it's brutal. And it sucks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Shannon, my dear, beautiful Shannon, is like, I effing hate you guys right now. Because I know what's going to happen. There's going to be fist fights in the office. Everybody's going to be mad. And it's going to start with Kenny.
I didn't say that.
Wait. Like, I'm going to throw the first punch?
No, you're probably just going to do something to cause the first punch, is what I'm thinking.
Like, just...
I don't know.
Annoy you like crazy.
Well, are you saying I'm not going to throw the first punch? You know who's going to throw the first punch? Lieb.
Yeah,
it's going to be Lieb.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blame you. And it's just, I want out of this already.
No, did you put your money in?
No. I did go through the weigh-in, which was about the most humiliating thing I've ever
done. We did an office weigh-in.
Yeah, we got our underwear. Yeah.
Yep.
Which is kind of awkward.
All in front of each other.
It's like and 800, there's like KJ, you know, she's in it, KJ at work. She's like, no, I'm in. Off come the clothes. It was like 800 HR violations right there.
We don't have an HR person yet.
Nope.
So
I have a feeling we're going to at the end of this.
From what I've learned is because we were planning it to do it today. Like this was the first day.
Yes.
And so I went shopping like crazy last night.
Yeah.
Bought a whole bunch of fruits and veggies, chicken and steak. And I'm like,
you're going to do the meal prepping. Right?
Yeah. Meal prep.
Yeah.
And so what I'm doing is just it's a protein, it's a fruit, and it's a veggie for every meal. Except for in the morning, you just pee and you eat.
This diet actually tells you when to pee.
Yeah, it tells you when to pee.
Keep in mind, I'm following the same diet as you, Kenny.
Oh, are you really?
Yep, we're doing the same.
Okay, good, because I was a little worried that everyone is doing their own thing.
Right. Now Spinari is going to be throwing the first punch.
Yeah, I
didn't know you were doing that.
Oh yeah, totally. I'm in. Okay. I got to be your battle buddy.
Okay,
phew. So
everyone's doing their own thing. In fact, when I got to work today, you had this great idea. Which, by the way, I'd already started the diet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had this great idea. Hey, guys, I know it's day one. Let's go to King Buffet for lunch.
And then weigh in.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea in principle. Because we're all
with soy sauce.
We have a pound and a half of food in our tummies.
Oh, at the minimum.
At the minimum. But I started already. I'm like, please don't. Come on. Just let's. Yeah. I already
Tim Hemingway put the kibosh on. He's like, no. I have to be back for a budget meeting, but I know had he not done that, we would have had King Buffet.
Right. Mm-hmm. And but so we went to Costco.
And that was our that was our last lunch, by the way, Costco.
Yeah, I know. And how disappointed? How disappointed were you?
Extremely.
Yeah.
Extremely disappointed.
Because you got what? The greasy pizza, right?
No, I got 2-foot-long hot dogs.
Oh, yeah, because I can smell them.
In the burps.
2-foot-long hot dogs that made me feel like I was in a porno. I was on the wrong end of that porno, by the way. In the middle of a Costco.
The wrong end.
Yeah.
I got a chicken bake.
Anyway. A chicken bake and a piece slice of pizza.
And a slice of pizza.
I'm looking at all you guys, and I've already eaten my tiny little chicken breast and my fruit and veggie. And I'm like, oh, man, I know it's only been like 4 hours since I started this diet.
And you're like, that food smells so good.
Yeah. And Spinari's like, hey, do you want some free food? I'll just give you
I'll give you half of my
and
chicken bake because it
I'm
sucks.
Like, you're appealing to my Jewish side here. And yes, I would love some free food, but I'm not going to. And I like almost cried. Turning
you're
down sit, that
you're
chicken
sitting
bake.
Out of Costco pouting.
Kenny's pouting, almost in tears. Keep in mind, he's been on this diet for about four hours.
No, okay, here's the thing. Tonight, so I had the same exact meal for lunch and dinner. Right? And I'm like, I just got to throw stuff in my mouth, and I'm not going to think about it. I just want to be semi-full, which, by the way, I'm not semi-full.
Yeah, this is going to go well.
I got Costa Vida for my kids tonight, and like I'm cutting like this pork quesadilla. And I was looking at it, and I like...
Quesadilla, Kenny.
Oh, sorry.
Quesadilla.
Pork quesadilla. And I'm cutting this quesadilla, and I'm lusting after this food. It's been, what, 7 hours since I started this thing.
Come on, man.
And I'm... Okay, here's what pisses me off. I'm mad at you.
Why?
I am so pissed. Because I'm like, my paper says... Lose 20 pounds in 6 weeks. And I'm like, that's a little unhealthy, but hey.
You're not sticking to this diet for 6 weeks.
Oh, I'm going to try.
You're
going to
be done by Saturday.
I'm going to try.
I commend you for trying.
No, in fact, it's kind of nice because everyone, we're kind of like judging each other. There are a few people who are like, I want to bet. I want to put money down on people.
Yeah.
And it's between maybe three of us to win. Mm. Morgan, I think, has a clear chance because he is... He's like, yeah, I've won these before. I know what
Morgan's,
to do.
He claims, anyway, to have won three of these things. And so people workplace. Around the office that are not entered in this are now placing bets. And they were like, you know, David Torsak comes up and he goes, Chungo was a hockey player for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of muscle mass. Look at those legs. He's got J-Lo bum. No, he has no chance. Yep. Too much muscle. He's got too much muscle. He's not going to. He has no chance. So no one is betting on me to win.
No.
I will win. I am going to win this.
Oh, stop it.
I'm going to win this. No, I am.
People are, they believe in me.
I'm going to make weight loss great again.
Oh my gosh.
I make the best weight loss. Mexicans love my weight loss. I make the...
It's a tapeworm then.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to do very well at this. I know.
Really?
I can feel it, yeah.
Better than me?
I already feel skinnier.
Dude.
Already.
For the first time in my life, people believe in me. And they think
for
I
the
can
weight
do
loss?
This. Yes.
Who?
Like a bunch of people at work.
Like who?
I don't know. A lot of people said, Brennan said, you have the best reason. You are the most motivated. And I'm like, I'm motivated by money and Lip Poon.
Yeah, by the way, Brennan is holding that money, all of our money. And I know it's just going to be spent on like top shelf whiskey and weed.
Yes.
It's going to, none of it.
I don't know where I
back.
Put the bills, guys.
I am imploring the people of our work to drug test Brennan. Because I know what's okay. I know where that money's going.
But let me get to why I'm mad, because I'm sitting here going, okay, guys, cool. All right, it's end of March. Mm-hmm. Let's do this in 6 weeks. Yeah. Let's do our final weigh-in.
Yeah,
we're going to be happy. And then you know what? If I gain the weight back, fine. Yeah. You know,
you're
going to
look great for that dance.
Right. I'm going to look great. It's a whole weekend.
So when you get pantsed, they may see an ab.
Yeah, they will see one ab.
One?
Yeah.
Right. A one pack.
It's just one solid pack. Uh-huh. And so... I was really excited. I'm like, 6 weeks of hell, I can deal with that.
Uh-huh.
And then everyone was like, you know, I'm actually out of town for that final weigh-in. And then you were like, yeah, well, I'm going to California like 9 times over the next 2 months.
It's true.
And you know what? If it sucks for me, it has to suck for you. Let's put it 9 weeks out.
Well, between Liev's wedding, me being on the road, you going on the road.
My 21st birthday.
Spinari being on the road.
You know, I don't give a crap.
The team is not going to be whole for an entire month.
Yeah. I trust people. I'm fine with people just saying,
Tim
hey,
Hemingway's
I weighed this much.
Gone for 2 weeks.
He is.
Out of this whole thing.
You know what? And fine. You guys go on vacation. You eat like crap. I'm going to win this thing. And we need to do it 6 weeks because when you say 9 weeks...
He's going to be done by Saturday.
That's 9 weeks is like...
I don't think he's going to make it to the end of this show.
There's Swedish fish behind
me. All over
and I want them so bad.
I wish people could see his face
right
now.
Yeah. Please don't.
They're delightful.
That's a yellow Swedish fish. I'm good.
Damn, this is good.
See, that's why I'm going to win. You're eating Swedish fish to tempt
me. There's no calories in Swedish fish.
There's got to be calories in Swedish fish.
That's diet candy.
Okay, hold on. Let me get some. No, I'm not going to eat them. But this blows. But I'm going to get through it. And I'm going to lose some weight. I think.
The funniest thing is, you are so dedicated to this. And then at the big boy job, because you are so dedicated and you are the spokesperson for the Biggest Loser contest, everyone is just messing with you now. So now everyone, instead of trying to help you lose weight, everyone's trying to help you gain more weight than you're at right now.
Let's go get some ice cream. And I'm like, that sounds kind of good.
I'm like, oh, a banana. No, potassium and banana, that'll kill you when you're on a diet.
Yeah. You might as well eat a candy bar. I'm like, shut up.
Poison the blood.
So. This is just going to be awful. You know who I think who stands the best chance?
Who?
I think Morgan stands a really good chance. I think Spinari stands a very good chance. I think Tim actually stands a very good chance. And David Torsak.
Tim definitely has the best game plan.
Those are going to be my guys.
I was not on that list at all.
Oh, dude, there's no way you're winning this. I'm sorry.
I love you, but no. Not even close. What? I think I might be in there, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think Tim has the best game plan, though. He said he yelled after he weighed in that he was going to buy a tapeworm from India and lose 30 pounds.
And he had a tapeworm before.
And lost 30 pounds.
Tim Hemingway remains to this day the only man I will ever know in my lifetime who has, A, had a tapeworm, okay, and B, got caught and chased by a hunchback. I think I should reverse that. Chased and caught by a hunchback.
Yeah.
Made him bleed.
I feel like the tapeworm might make you bleed too. Yep. Anyways.
So we are all dieting. That's why this long ramble is about all of us here on the show and other shows, Ticked and some of the other shows here on Podbash, we're all dieting.
So if we're grumpy for the next week and a half, you know why.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is going to be over by the time we do the next show. I can almost promise you.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know half the reason I did this, though? I'm like, oh, this will be so fun, this diet. Mm. Not fun, but I said, this is for the show.
What?
Like, so I can just lay out how it's been, the nightmare I'm going through.
Uh-huh.
And then if I lose some weight, fantastic.
I went to Costco for lunch, dude.
Yeah,
I didn't. That's not fun.
I didn't eat a darn thing there. I'm fine. Polish dog. Polish remnants.
That's just disgusting.
It bounced off the pop filter.
That's just sick.
Why did you do that?
It wasn't really by choice, man. I'm telling you, it made me sick.
It's been like 7 hours since lunch.
Well, there's
just, even longer, like 10.
I'm still paying for it.
So we're not going to Costco anytime soon.
No! Oh my gosh, I want to kill Lieb for taking us there.
That was so bad.
Okay, so we should probably move on. Anyway, if anybody has any diet tips, if anybody has any psychological tips, like we should probably bring Dr. Matt in to help us navigate these waters as we get through this.
No, that's a great idea.
It's horrible. It's already horrible.
Day one.
And I'm still tasting the hot dog from 7 hours ago.
And I mean, we just ate Texas Roadhouse like 3 hours ago, too. So, I mean, I've gotten a great
Spinari,
start. What did you eat?
A big steak.
Oh, just a big steak? That's fine.
And fries and mashed potatoes.
Oh,
and,
you're toast, dude. How'd you put him on the winner's list?
Because he's young.
I know, you're so pliable.
I'm starting tomorrow.
Do you know what I'm doing? This is so stupid. I was actually told to do this, and I'm like, you know, that's cool. I'm putting up a picture of when I was 17 years old. It's me, the river rafting.
It's not that fart license again, is it?
No. There's a picture of me river rafting, and it's when I was
I've seen that picture.
Tan and buff and just sexy as all hell.
Yeah.
And I'm going to put that up.
You look like Simple Jack in a life jacket.
But Simple Jack with muscles.
It makes my eyes rain.
I can't. Can I ever talk about my youth without being called Simple Jack again?
You had the same haircut.
Actually, you look pretty good.
Yeah. And I know I'm twice that age now, and there's no way I can be as pliable again. But there are goals. I need to set a goal.
Uh-huh. No, I think I do think this will help everybody, but it's just going to be just pure. It's not like our job isn't stressful enough,
right?
It's going to be just pure misery. Mm-hmm. It really is going to be horrible. I'm sure of it.
I mean, the problem is before this, I was like, we get new because we have free food. By the way, it's great. There's a pantry, mm-hmm. a fridge, every freezer full of food, and so whenever they bring in actual size candy bars, we'd hurry and go raid the pantry so that we didn't miss out on actually eating them, you know, before they were gone. And I'm like, this is probably bad. This is probably bad that we're hoarding candy bars at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or knowing
Do you remember the weigh-in? I went to the weigh-in, and I had a Twix hanging out of my mouth like it was a stogie from the kitchen. And people are crying, and I'm standing there working over this Twix while I'm weighing in.
Yeah.
This is going to go poorly.
This weekend before the diet started, I probably 3/4 of a bag of Cadbury mini eggs.
Oh, yeah.
On purpose.
From Mary Cox.
Yeah. And, yeah, thanks, Mary.
And we're standing there. This is no joke. I'm standing there in my skivvies in front of everybody from work.
Uh-huh.
And I've got, you know, I've got this Twix hanging out of my mouth like it's a stogie. Okay. And Kenny says this. I hear this from the back of the room. That Twix looks so good.
Once again, it's been 4 hours.
He's been on the diet for like 4 hours.
Didn't he say he could smell the Twix?
I could smell the Twix.
And then you're like, you know what? Twixes are pretty good.
Yep. And I just kept working on it. So.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Working on a Twix.
Oh, wait, can somebody help me? Look, we need to move on.
Okay. We'll move
on.
And
I need some help with something. Is it like a chick thing to be into silverware or utensils?
Wait,
like the weird. I need some feedback on this because, you know, Shannon is just, it's driving me crazy. It's killing me. I'm eating a piece of chocolate cake. It's actually a Marie Callender's chocolate pie.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
And,
okay. That sounds so good.
And, oh, yeah. And Shannon gives it to me and she's like, here you go. And I'm like, oh, thanks, mama. And I, you know,
that's adorable, actually.
This pie's going to be gone, be done ya. And all of a sudden, the fork that she has attached to this pie flips off of the plate from the imbalance of weight and flings whipped cream and pie everywhere. All over me, all over my chair, all over Cheeto, everywhere.
Delicious.
And I pick up this fork, and this weighs like 8,000. It's like pure pewter. It weighs like 100,000 pounds.
And it's a dessert fork?
It's made from depleted uranium, this thing. I said, hey, where did we, what is this? And she's like, oh, do you like them? They're new forks. And I'm like, how much does this weigh? Where did you get it? Oh, Restoration Hardware. Aren't they great? And I'm thinking to myself, what happened to the plastic ones I brought back from Rumby? Where are those? Where are those forks?
How many Rumby forks do you steal every time you go?
I'm a dude. Like hundreds.
Your grandma. If you're stealing Rumby forks.
Dude, listen, I've stolen Parmesan shakers, salt and pepper shakers. I stole a whole thing of portable jellies from IHOP once. I just say, if it's on the table, it's mine. That's the way I look at it.
You stole the syrup holsters or whatever?
No. The little single serve Welch's jellies.
Yeah, your grandma.
All of them. They all went into my purse and I ran.
You never know when you need a little sweet and low.
Yep, that's right. You don't know. So she, apparently, like, I've got these forks now that were at some point used for girders in the World Trade Center. I don't know where these came from, but these are like the heaviest things ever. And Shannon says, we'll talk about it on Ronin. Girls are into this.
Silverware?
Or just like extremely heavy silverware, apparently.
Insanely heavy silverware.
Yeah.
It's like really heavy. Like the plate couldn't even hold it.
Like, I wonder, like, because, you know, you have your basic silverware that you probably had for 10, 15 years.
Everybody has that. And it's like, got like some sort of leaf or vine mm-hmm, engraved right, in mm-hmm. it. And your mom had them and they were just kind of normal weight, right? Not these. These things are like insanely, and they're wavy.
They're all like wavy.
The handles are wavy.
They've got a big ball on one end.
And it's just crazy. I don't know. And she said, I bet you if you guys talk about this on Ronin, all the women are going to go, oh, yeah, I had to go get all my silverware. And this is just da-da-da. And it's not silverware. It's not like fancy. It's just stuff we use every day, right?
Yeah.
When I'm bringing back my stuff from El Pollo Loco or whatever. But I just, is that a thing?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I'm not attached to anybody.
Is Shannon insane?
Yeah, I would like to tell you.
Lack of marriage.
I have a lack of marriage. Yeah.
It doesn't require
a
whole lot of time. I just am asking people if they're into this because I want everybody to come back and say, no, Shannon is crazy. And then I can go, good, now where's my Rumby fork?
Oh, see? The little fork part of fork broke off in my food and I think
my
I ate
people,
it.
Shannon, do not support you and your fancy forks.
But you don't know that yet. Maybe they do.
Well, it's my hope that they don't. And they're going to go to my Facebook page and they're going to respond and they're going to go, no, she's crazy.
So if you had your way,
yeah,
would you be using paper plates and plastic forks?
Hell yeah.
For every meal?
Absolutely.
You would?
Yeah. And the reason why is because I think that, you know, we don't live in the pioneer times.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I don't go churn my butter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go find my own milk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go milk some sort of live animal to get my milk.
Wait, what?
Why do I have to wash a plate? Just use a paper. Take a plate.
Throw it away.
First off, you said
throw it away when you're done.
Secondly, what does
milk
churning your own butter have to do with using silverware?
I'm saying I've evolved. Okay?
Or
I have evolved.
Porcelain plate.
Times have changed, and there's just no reason. There's no reason for these, you know.
Times are changing.
I mean, if you're having a fancy Sunday dinner, that's fine. But I'm sitting there watching my stories. You know, I'm watching I'm watching Mythbusters, and
yeah,
I've got
yeah.
pie all over the all over everything because of this 80 pound fork. It's crazy.
That was pretty crazy.
It's amazing that she didn't stay with me once, right? I mean. So I need to know if this is a thing because either way, if she's going to get validated and I'm going to stop complaining about her weird fancy forks,
mm-hmm.
or you guys are going to come back and then I'm going to go, see, put these away somewhere and give me my plastic forks back, please.
Yeah. So speaking of making a mess, you were telling us a story the other day.
Yes.
About you walking into a certain rooms.
Oh, you're going to go there. Okay.
We're going here?
No, that's all right. Please, I don't know.
After the chocolate cake, I feel like it's a nice segue.
I know this is going to get me in trouble.
It's gross, by the way. Just letting you know now.
I think as a general rule, rather than single out our big boy job, I think as a general rule, I think we should just tell people a couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Utahns have got to, there has to be some sort of public awareness campaign. Okay. Utahns have got to stop driving in the carpool lane without people in their car with them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I am begging the Highway Patrol, please start enforcing this because it's every day and I'm always getting the finger from some dumbass, like 16-year-old girl driving in the carpool lane by herself in the middle of the busiest traffic times
mm-hmm.
of the day. Nobody knows what the carpool lanes are at all. There's not enough of them because there's only one and there's not enough education.
They don't explain it.
Charge for the carpool lane? Like they're like 35 cents.
Yeah, but you
right
have
now.
To have a special license plate for that.
So if you don't have the special license plate, you're not getting charged. You might get pulled over, maybe.
If you get pulled over, it's supposedly a $500 ticket.
Oh, wow.
If you're not actually carpooling, yeah.
It's substantial. But I see people in the carpool lane by themselves driving way too slow, because it's Utah, of course, driving way too slow all the time. And it's driving me out of my mind. Okay, so that's the first thing.
Okay.
Okay, this is my first work complaint, because I'm in traffic like 3 hours a day. I'm in traffic. Secondly, stop pooing at work.
Hold on.
When did this become okay? Because seriously, it's please, people, it's not okay for you to poop at work. It's not okay to
take
poop
a step
anywhere.
Back.
You're not supposed
this
to poop
is coming
anywhere
from
but
the
at,
same
in your
guy
house.
That when you got married,
yes,
you didn't poop in this in your house.
I would go back to my mom's place for the first 3 weeks until my mom called Shannon. This is the first time when I was young.
Yeah.
And she called Shannon and said, we need to have a talk because your husband keeps coming back to my house to poo. I have a poo problem. Okay. It's the most disgusting thing ever. I haven't gone. I have not gone number two in 17 years.
What?
No, I just don't do it.
I think you're going to win this weight loss competition.
We
just need to get things going.
I'm just going to take a laxative. Problem solved.
You're good to go.
So I don't know where it became okay for people to just walk in to like a department store
mm-hmm.
or your place of occupation, your business,
place of business.
Your place of business. Okay. I when is it okay to just walk in there and just start exercising a demon out of your butt while you're at work?
Are you okay? Okay. Are you talking just basic?
Dude, I've walked into our bathroom. Yesterday, I walked in there like four different times, and I was gagging. Full on gagging. I almost tinkled on my shoe. I was gagging so bad. Wait. It's okay to pee at your job. Do not poop when you're at work. You can hold it.
What if
you can hold it?
What if your tummy's having issues? What if you have a minor case of IBS?
You don't have a minor case, my friend. Okay. We need to get that out of the way right now. I've traveled with you.
Okay. Listen.
You don't have a minor case.
Take it easy.
This is how you cope. You say you have a minor case. There's like, I can't tell you how many times.
I like how you're like, you know, it's like, hey, you know, we got this secret bond. You know, we traveled together.
Yeah. Nope. Well, I wouldn't know because I also have issues. So anytime I had to go, I was down in the lobby.
You guys, we were like, make sure you're split. Like at least like 1,000 yards apart from each other.
Oh, way more than that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not singling out Kenny here.
This was not me at work.
There
by
is
the way.
Nothing just more disgusting. Nothing at all than when you're working on something, you're just writing away and you take off your headphones and you're like, okay, I've just got to go pee really quick because we have a free soda fountain.
Yeah.
So all I do is just sit and nurse on Diet Coke all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a kidney stone the size of a baby for me. and I go back to the bathroom and there's just like skid marks everywhere. And it's just this horrible, like the stench of death wafting through the office. Listen, I don't care where you work. I don't care if you work in the sewer plant. It's not okay to poop at work. Stop pooing at work.
Why are you staring at me, Kenny?
Wait until you get home.
I feel like you're being a bit extreme here.
I feel like as long as you
don't leave a big pile of toilet paper still in the
Morgan
toilet.
DJ Morgan Hayes, who also works with us. It's weird because none of us work together. We work together here at Podbash, but now we all work at the same job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We all work together at the same job. Morgan and Spinari are in different departments, and Kenny and Tim and Lee and I, we're all in one department. Morgan and I are in one department. Morgan is texting me, and he goes, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I'm like, what? He goes, here. I'm just like having a total gastric emergency. And our CEO comes walking in. And it's just like, it was just unholy. I'm like, what are you doing that at work for? Just wait. You can wait a couple of hours. You know, or if it's a really, go over to City Creek where no one's going to know you're there. Just walk 5 minutes to City Creek. Be courteous to your office mates.
If your bathroom is in the vicinity where people are working, don't. But if there is a secret bathroom.
Or one on a different floor.
That's
where you poop.
Yes.
You don't poop on the same one that, like, the entire office can smell.
Right.
My goodness.
I mean,
it's like, seriously.
It was.
That's just bad manners.
It was really awful because. You're telling these stories yesterday.
All day.
And
it happened four different times.
I was crying. And then for one of my final meals, I went and got chicken tikka masala.
And you got Indian food?
Oh, I got Indian food.
After dealing with that all day?
This is last night.
Okay.
And, oh boy, I'm in Harmon's looking for some fruit and veggies.
What?
And I'm not getting, and this is gross. I'm not getting too, but all of a sudden it's like, and I'm like, oh, okay. All right. And so I'm like, I leave my car. I run into the bathroom. There's one toilet. And I'm like, at least no one's in there as I'm sweating. And this isn't like
this
me.
This isn't the Harmon's?
This isn't Harmon's. And then all of a sudden, I open the stall door and I look at the toilet seat. Someone before
has destroyed the bathroom,
vomited all over the toilet seat. And by all over, I mean half of it and on the wall. And I go, how bad do I hurt? And I had to sit there for like 20 seconds. Trying not to
staring
breathe.
Staring at the vomit?
Like, do I clean this up?
You don't clean
what do I do?
It. Why would you clean it up?
Do I just angle myself in a way that I'm not touching that?
You do the hover?
It was honestly this
moment.
Well,
you put down a waxy. You put down one of those
like
waxies.
Like nine waxies? That's those corn chunks? This is really gross. Corn and ham. I saw corn and ham. We're so gross. I am so sorry about this episode.
That was a real dry heave.
It was.
My gosh.
Moving on. That was so moving gross. On. Clean up after yourselves is the point here. Don't drive in the carpool lane if you don't have two people. And clean up after yourselves.
No, that wasn't it. Don't drive in the carpool lane and don't poop at work. Stop it. It's not okay.
My gosh.
Oh, man.
All the way not okay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, if it's an emergency, it's an emergency. But I just know for a fact, we have books. We have books there in our stall.
Oh, this
books
is so and a true. Desk.
Books and a bookshelf.
Yeah.
In our handicraft stall. Why?
Yeah.
This is not a moment of reflection and this isn't peace. This isn't an escape. This isn't a safe room.
It's not. And how do you feel about picking up that book and reading it? As it's just been, yeah, we don't even want to go there.
No.
We've gone there in the show and we don't want to stay there.
I think as a general rule, pooping at work is a very, very bad thing. Don't do it. Stop it.
You're so mad.
Yeah.
You are pissed this show.
I'm starving.
It's so bad.
I'm like out of my mind already.
I know.
I haven't even turned in my $20 yet.
Are you going
and
to?
Shannon's like, this is going to be wasted. Here's your $20.
She gives you your allowance.
I am very irresponsible just, with money. Did the Viper teach no one anything?
Yeah. You could just trade in one of those forks. You could use a fork as collateral, and that's for $20.
She bought 80-pound forks. If I controlled the money, there would be a ski lift outside this house. I would have a tiger cage. I would have a solid gold tank. I would have a grill. Little John would come over and perform every single Friday. I'm not good. So she controls everything.
That's probably for the best.
And with for good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's like, this is just going to be wasted. Here, enjoy it. I'm like, but everybody in the office is doing it.
And I want to be sad too.
But everybody in the office is pooping and I'm not doing that.
All right. Oh my gosh.
Stop pooping at work. Wherever you work, it's the church office building. It's at Victoria's Secret. It's at KFC. Don't poop at work. Stop. It's not okay. I don't know whoever decided that was okay. Because it's gross.
Whoever put Kenny. A bathroom there for use. They decided it was okay.
It's wrong.
It's immoral.
Remember,
it's not immoral.
Remember, Kenny was supposed to let Mary in to the big boy job.
Yeah.
Where was he?
Okay, take it easy.
You know who let her in? The CEO let her in.
Yeah. Because you were pooing.
Patrick Donahoe, our CEO, saw Mary coming in and went, she's got to be here for Chunga and Kenny and Spinari.
Yep.
So he showed her up to the third floor. You had one job to do, and you were pooping.
Yes. I was checking Twitter. On the John.
Stop pooping at work. Please, people.
It's the weirdest segment we've ever done.
It's because we're all... my sugar's off. So, all right, let's move on, shall we? We do need to move on. So, do we have anything of note to talk... Oh, we saw some really cool trailers. That's what we're talking about. Movies, and we've got some stuff to review, right? Mm-hmm. You do have a couple of things to review.
I want to review Power Rangers. We'll get to that, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we saw the Justice League trailer. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Because it immediately went viral. Everybody's watching this thing.
So this one came out this past Saturday, and then the second one just came out 2 days before this show airs.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Justice League, I saw it for the first time, and I went, okay, they're going for like an Avengers kind of quirky tone.
Yeah.
They're going for the jokes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's disappointing, but I get it. I mean, this whole time they said Justice League will have a lighter tone.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because...
I don't know if I like it. Can I just tell you?
And that's totally fair.
Mm-hmm. Actually. It is? Okay.
But there does need to be some light characters. And actually, to see Aquaman, as silly as a character is that as he is,
mm-hmm.
be the one with jokes, I'm okay with it.
Well, he looks like he's the meanest guy in the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
They've somehow, with Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones.
Yes. Jason Momoa?
Yep.
Okay.
They have found a guy that probably is suitable to play Aquaman in this day and age. But for me, Aquaman will always be the somewhat homosexual looking blonde guy with the crew cut with a little curly bang.
Mm-hmm. With Aqualad.
Who looks more like he's standing in line for Studio 54 than he is one of the super friends, right? Mm-hmm. And so I that's Aquaman to me. So I'm not comfortable with a tough guy as Aquaman, first of all.
It took me three watches to be like, okay, I am so in. Granted, I think you made mention of this as well. Why are we doing the remixes of songs still in
it's,
every
it's,
trailer?
It's another big popcorn flick.
We had come together with a 70 song.
Come together, right? It's a great song, but this whole trend of 70s music.
But thematically, unite the league, come together.
Are we that stupid?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what Marvel
people are
did.
That stupid.
Marvel made us that stupid.
I agree.
Yeah.
No, and so I am totally in because some of those shots. Okay, for example, they showed a war, and I do think it's a flashback between the Amazons against the aliens. It looks like it probably took place like thousands of years ago, whatever.
Did you understand the sentence you just said?
The Amazonians and the Atlanteans flashback. Against aliens. Anyways,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Or just seeing Aquaman riding atop the Batmobile. Batman does this little, there you go. Hey.
Yeah, go get those flying bugs.
Aquaman jumps up and tackles him. I'm like, that's cool. Seeing the Flash in action on the big screen.
Seeing the Flash was cool.
I was going to say, so cool. I wasn't too impressed with the trailer, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't
but
either.
But the Flash was awesome. That's like the one thing I'm really, really excited for in this movie is the Flash.
And, so. And it doesn't come out till November. I think there's a lot of CG that they're going to have to render.
Yeah, Cyborg looked terrible.
Cyborg looked a little
really
terrible.
Really bad. Yeah.
That said, I'm kind of excited about the character because, it's nothing I've ever seen.
Now, in fairness, I can't really poo-poo Cyborg when I thought Grand Moff Tarkin totally worked.
Yeah.
I can't have that kind of selective morality. If Peter Cushing in Rogue One worked, then Cyborg's going to work just fine.
Yeah.
But I just, I don't think I'm going to like this. And I loved Batman versus Superman. That's my favorite superhero movie of all time. I think it's the kitschy kind of quirky dialogue. Trying to copy Marvel and just,
And that would be a problem. I really hope they don't do that.
Well, that's all that trailer was.
Yeah.
Yes.
Was that kind of stuff. And I like that DC is dark. I like that, to me, a superhero, anything that would happen so bad to you that you would feel compelled to dress up like an animal and run around and beat people up.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be really dark for that to work and not just be stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think DC accomplishes that. And now I think they're going back to, let's make an Avengers movie, but with Batman in it.
Yeah.
That's what I have a problem with. And I think that's what they've done here. And I sure hope they didn't.
I don't know. We'll see.
I'm going to be really bummed.
Said, the imagery for me totally works. I know people hate on Zack Snyder for being Zack Snyder. But honestly, he's a visionary.
He did a great job with Batman versus Superman. He did a great job. So
then I showed you the Spider-Man Homecoming trailer,
which I didn't want to watch because I think Marvel sucks. I'm not a Spider-Man fan at all.
This one, and just to explain, I know I've explained this a million times, owned by Sony. Sony lost a lot of, they actually didn't lose money, but they lost a lot of credibility with the Amazing Spider-Man series.
With what's his face?
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Hacksaw Ridge.
And I actually like him in the role, but they went to Marvel/Disney for help and they said, we want to take Spider-Man, put him in our movie, and we will help consult you on yours.
Yep.
So they had Marvel write them a movie and say, hey, Robert Downey Jr. is now in your movie.
Yeah.
And he was very heavily featured. So what'd you guys think?
Well, there were a couple of things, and I was watching this full on prepared to hate it, right? Like full on, like, I don't like Spider-Man. I don't like Marvel. I don't like what Disney's done with Marvel.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it. Don't like it. There's been only one decent Spider-Man movie, and that was Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock. That was
the
only good one, right? And the rest of them were just terrible. So I have no interest in watching any of the Spider-Man movies. I even auditioned for the Spider-Man TV show with Drake Bell as Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. I auditioned for the roles of J. Jonah Jameson. It was a cartoon. Green Goblin, The Sandman, and there was one other villain that I auditioned for. So, nothing cool. But, Green Goblin's pretty cool.
Yeah,
cool. So I understand the roles a little bit, even though I'm not a fan. But you showed this, I was like, I haven't eaten. I'm pissed off.
Yeah.
And I don't want to watch the Spider-Man trailer. And I'll be damned if it didn't look really cool. It looked really cool.
Out of these two trailers, this one was my favorite. And I do not like Spider-Man.
Out of Justice League and Spider-Man, I like Spider-Man better. I'm a Spinarian.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Because honestly, I hated it.
You didn't like it at all?
For me, it showed me the entire movie. And that's my biggest problem with it. show me a fresh take on Spider-Man again, fine. But see, I saw the first, second, and third act in that trailer. And I actually have a major issue with that.
You might be right. There may be some truth to that.
They showed Iron Man helping Spider-Man save a boat, which happens in the second act clearly.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, there goes all of the dramatic tension from that scene when I see it.
Yeah.
You know what's going to happen in the end. It's going to be this big old climax on the plane with the Birdman or Vulture, which I think it's kind of weird that Michael Keaton, who in Birdman was trying to play like this aging guy who's trying to be taken seriously and saying, and everyone's like, you want to be in Birdman 4?
I think that's why they got him.
It seems like a self-parody.
To me,
honestly.
It was weird that they had Batman as a villain in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, it's honestly a good get.
Yeah.
It just feels a little bit on the nose.
Contrived.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a little contrived. I love that you can't understand Spider-Man when he's wearing the mask.
Oh, because it actually sounds like he's wearing a mask.
And I was like, you know what? That's actually kind of cool that you can't understand him at all.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. But then I love that Tony Stark invented the Spider-Man suit. Where they rework the origin story a little bit. Now, apparently that happened in the last Spider-Man movie, which I had no interest in seeing.
In Civil War,
So it happened in Civil War, which, you know, I'm not going to watch it. So I missed some stuff. So seeing the trailer, I was kind of like, oh, well, that's cool. That's cool. Okay. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it kind of caught me up and saved me from having to watch all those Wile E. Coyote cartoons. Excuse me, bad Wile E. Coyote cartoons. Leading up to this. So I kind of liked it.
I think the reason I'm a little burned out, I'm not even excited about this movie, is because I do think Spider-Man should be fun. He should be a wisecracker because that's the character.
Yeah.
But I feel like all their movies, everyone is Spider-Man / Tony Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I see Spider-Man do that, I'm like, oh, I've seen this before.
I love that in the trailer, he's got a friend who knows he's Spider-Man and he's a heavyset kid. And he's like, hey, can I wear the suit? Because that's exactly what would happen.
Right.
And Peter Parker lets him wear it. And it's he's like fat Spider-Man. And he's like, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what would happen. There were a lot of things I really liked.
Yeah.
About
yeah.
That and I think that kind of that quirky dialogue that kind of fits with Peter
it
Parker.
Does. Oh, it works it actually
with
Spider-Man. Does. Yeah,
it fits with that character. Doesn't fit with Batman and with Aquaman and all that other. You know, so I just think the dialogue fit better with Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm actually I think that's a good sign for the movie then. If this Spider-Man exhaustion that we've seen over the past 10 years. Even you can get past that as non-fans and enjoy this.
Because I haven't seen any. I saw Spider-Man 3 and was like, this sucks. I'm never seeing another Spider-Man.
Okay.
So I've missed a whole bunch of Spider-Man stuff.
And so with Spider-Man, is it called Homeland?
Homecoming.
Homecoming. Homecoming. They are taking every story. Is it like it never happened? Is that the purpose of this movie?
Okay. This is
a new origin.
Okay.
Once again, he's in high school.
Okay.
Awesome.
Hey, I liked it. I thought
actually,
it looked good.
I like older Spider-Man. I grew up reading the newspaper comics when Spider-Man is married to Mary Jane.
Right.
And they're doing their thing. And honestly, throughout his history, he's been married to Mary Jane 85% of the time. Like, there are very few stories that are dedicated to Peter Parker.
To when he was single
school.
In high school, yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But, you know, whatever. I hope it's good. I just, you know, it's another Spider-Man movie. And I kind of hold Tobey and Andrew Garfield dear. Even Tobey for some reason.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
He was awful.
He was my first Spider-Man.
He was your first.
Yeah, but I love Andrew Garfield as Spider-Man.
Enough with the mother studio superhero movies. Enough.
Never. It's never going to be done.
Yeah.
Deadpool sucked. I don't want to see any of this stuff anymore. I just don't want to watch it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to watch Batman v Superman and ended up loving it. And I thought, okay, I was surprised by this. That's good. I'm going to cut my losses. And then I hear about Justice League and I'm like, yeah, I got to go see it. Then I saw the trailer and was mad. Then I saw Spider-Man and was happy. This world has gone to hell in a handbag.
you're just upset.
I don't know what to think. I don't know.
It's the sugars.
Sugar's off. I'm telling you, man.
So I want to review Power Rangers.
Yeah, Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Now, can we flashback a little bit? I'm not going to waste the time to go back and find the footage of me saying, when the Power Rangers trailer came out, I was in a movie theater. I can't remember what I was watching.
Maybe John Wick 2.
It was probably The Accountant, or something like that.
I think it may have been The Accountant or John Wick. I think it was John Wick 2, actually. So watching John Wick 2 and all the dudes that were in there, all the bro show, right? They're all there with their flat brim baseball hats and their Nitro Circus t-shirts. And they're like, yeah, Power Rangers, boo. And I'm like, all you guys loved the Power Rangers. I can tell by the way you're protesting that when you guys were kids, you loved the Power Rangers. So I am going to go check this out because I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, a little bit.
Aww.
It had so much potential to be awesome. In fact, there is awesomeness to be found.
Yeah.
And even when it steals from other movies, because it is basically, remember Chronicle, the movie I described, mm-hmm. yeah. 5 years ago,
yeah.
where kids go to this mine and they find this,
and they get this weird
rock and they get special powers.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
That is this one, except for they find the gems, they become superpower.
But that
teens.
Is the story of the Power Rangers.
It is.
If you think back, that's how it all starts.
Not quite, but yes, they're trying to make it darker a little bit, and then it's the Breakfast Club basically finds power gems. All these kids find each other in detention. They're all from the wrong side of the tracks because their parents love them.
What color
much.
Is Judd Nelson? Is he red?
Yeah, he is.
Anthony Michael Hall, is he blue? Or is that Emilio Estevez?
No, Judd Nelson is the Black Ranger.
Okay.
Who is the jock in the group?
That was Emilio Estevez.
That was Emilio Estevez. Yeah. He'd be red.
He's the Red Ranger.
Yes.
Okay.
But everyone is just like, it's just morose teens. And that's not what Power Rangers is. And I know they're trying to darken it up for modern audiences.
Uh-huh.
But there's no fun here.
So it's a superhero movie and it's pissed off millennials.
Yes.
That's like a new brand of hell for me.
No. In fact, the first little bit, it's kind of fun and you're kind of getting to know the characters. You're like, oh, I like this.
Yeah.
They're delving into these characters. And then for about 45 to 50 minutes, you just learn about how depressed they are. And they are not wearing the suits at any point. And you're going, okay.
Yeah, but if you think about Voltron... Like the Voltron cartoon.
Yeah.
That's how Voltron was set up, too. That's how the first couple episodes of the original Power Rangers series was set up. It was set up exactly the same way. I know because Spinari and I watched them when he was little.
Voltron is one thing because it's the archetype. I mean, this anything Power Rangers related was stolen from Voltron.
No, that is true.
And so, you know, when finally the last 15 minutes, they finally get their Zords for some reason.
They get their Zords.
and they combine
like
to become
how you
the
said
Megazord.
That seriously.
Oh, I could go so geeky on this.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun. And you're like, okay, this was the first part of a five-part series, basically. You're like,
okay.
This
setting
whole
up a
movie
franchise.
Was a setup. And
set
honestly,
up
a sequel could be a lot of fun. They just take so much time that you're bored. And that's what I didn't want to be. This is not a bad movie. This is not a great movie. It's somewhere in the middle. Yeah. And that's what kind of bummed
that's
me out.
Too
I'm
bad.
Like, I either wanted to hate this or love it.
And you're
giving
bored
high
the whole
fives.
Time.
And I was bored for like an hour.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a rental. It's fine. Yeah. If you have teens, they might like it okay.
Do you think I would like it, being a fan of like the original?
You would probably love it.
You would like parts. You would get bored as well.
Okay. All right.
You're
smart.
This is basically like get it when it comes to Redbox, go get it then.
Yes, absolutely.
Because that'd be fun seeing it, you know, watching it in your house and laughing at it and that kind of stuff. But maybe going to the theater, not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Precisely.
Sounds like it's a Netflix movie, which is probably what they should have done.
Netflix series?
Yeah.
I'd be down with that.
That probably would have been much more successful to do it that way.
Yes.
There's a whole spate of these things. Guardians of the Galaxy. I mean, all this, it's all junk.
One thing about Netflix I want to bring up. I meant to bring this up last week.
All right.
Netflix is changing their rating system. Have you guys heard about this?
I have not.
No, I haven't heard anything about
this. So now you go on to Netflix and it's 1 to 5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
And after you watch something or at any point...
I'm always pissed off because I don't think those rating systems are anywhere close to where they should be.
Well, what they're doing is most of the time they'll say rated for you. And if you like Ghost Hunters, for example, they're going to find a similar show and say 4 stars. Right?
Yeah, which it's not.
Oh, so it's not actually
awful.
Like people rating
no,
it.
No, I mean,
they
generally do that because they're going to know that the straight-to-DVD just garbage out there. It's going to have 1 star regardless.
Okay.
Just because the overwhelming amount of people have gone in there, give it 1 star, that watch similar movies to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're changing that. No longer 5 stars. They, and their excuse is, it takes people too much time to decide 3 or 4 stars.
Okay.
We want to make it easy, so it's going to be thumbs up or thumbs down. It's going to be Siskel and Ebert. And so when you go to Netflix maybe next month, you're going to see thumbs up, meaning this one's approved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, a reason behind
this...
Why
don't they just give you a Siskel or an Ebert? So, like, the Siskel is good and
I'm worried about the icon. No. That's what I'm worried about.
Rape! Yeah, and it's just bad.
So, one of the reasons behind this, and Netflix won't admit it, but this is happening at a very convenient time.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Amy Schumer has a new comedy special out. It's called The Leather Special.
Okay.
And she, basically, this thing has thousands upon thousands of 1-star votes because this thing is terrible. It is hot garbage.
Yeah.
Not funny at all because it's Amy Schumer, right?
Right.
And so she went out on Instagram and she goes, all these alt-writers and conservative people purposely, without even watching my special, gave me 1 star, and this has been a big campaign to smear me. And so Netflix at this point has said,
we'll change it for Amy Schumer.
That is.
I have a theory.
Okay.
I have a theory, and I want some people to back me up on this.
Okay.
I have a theory that Amy Schumer is actually Haley Joel Osment and has gone through some...
My gosh. So Haley Joel Osment's out there, and he's like, I'm such a slut. I have sex all the time.
He's the I See Dead People kid, grown up, and has gone through some sort of, he's transgender now.
Right.
And is Amy Schumer.
That is so funny. I think you're not respecting Haley Joel Osment.
You put on Haley Joel Osment's hair.
No, dude,
it's the same person. Amy Schumer and Haley Joel Osment are the same person. It's just one version has boobs.
I think she's like a baby that never quite grew out of that baby stage.
Yeah,
because she looks like an overgrown baby to me.
Yep. like Haley Joel Osment.
Oh my gosh. That's hilarious.
Haley Joel Osment is Amy Schumer.
If I find that out, I would give that special 5 stars right now. Right.
The Amy Schumer story, Haley Joel Osment is going to play her.
That's probably true.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Or Tilda Swinton.
Oh.
I can't figure out who.
Jeez. Gross. Anyways, kind of weird. I don't know why. It's strange timing for Netflix to be doing this. And they're saying, we just want to make it easy for everyone to give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
No,
okay. She's still going to get a thumbs down. Like, what are you going to change?
I don't know. I would much prefer Netflix actually focusing on bringing some better content.
Right.
It's been so bad.
How many times do I have to see Biodome on Netflix?
Oh.
Come on, Netflix. Get some better movies in there. Seriously.
Yeah, they don't care. They have your money.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
They don't change their movies nearly enough.
No.
Not nearly enough.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Dude, Where's My Car again.
You don't have to watch it again.
Well, I would like to watch something on Netflix.
Right.
I would like to see the movies change sometime.
They don't.
No. And I have to have it. I can't not have it because I can't be the one guy
that doesn't have Netflix.
You know what I mean?
You know, you can watch the new Captain America Civil War on Netflix right now.
I could not be. I would rather watch Dude, Where's My Car?
Or Weeds.
Weeds, the TV show?
Yeah, it's on Netflix, I think.
Weeds. Like, where did that come from?
I don't know.
It's on Netflix.
Always see Weeds.
I do every single time. Yeah, I haven't watched it. I don't know.
You should. You should report to us.
Done Pushing Daisies. That's what I want to watch, Pushing Daisies.
That's actually great, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. So, anyway. Okay, so is that it? Do we have anything
else? Yeah, we'll call it
there.
That's pretty much it. We're all tired and we're starving. So have a great week. Enjoy. We will give you an update on this next week because I have a theory that Kenny will be long off the diet. Long off the diet.
We'll see.
By the next time we broadcast Radio Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'm going to be real handsome.
You think?
We'll see. Hopefully.
Saturday, Bash Music. I am your headliner on Bash Music. Spinari. I think it's Spinari.
No, it's going to be. I think it might be Joey.
Joey playing your request.
I think I have the night off.
So tune into Bash Music. We had a lot of people tune in last week. Kenny's going to be coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
You know it.
So it's going to be a good time. And check out all the other great shows that we have here on Podbash. Yeah. Ticked. Addict to Athlete.
Greg's Guide to New Music.
So big.
Yep. So big. Let's see what
Park
else.
Park Hoppers. Runcast.
Life on the Rocks.
Heard yet.
Wisps, a lot of great shows.
Yeah.
Well Standard, of course. The Well Standard. Go listen to the Well Standard, will you? Please,
Bacon Sir.
Please, no.
Stop it.
No,
no.
We're in our 100th show. It's 100 shows.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh!
Have a great rest of your week, everybody. Peace.
This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.